Our lesson today is from the first book of Kings, chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. And the word of the Lord was unto Elijah, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which is of Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a woman there, a widow, to maintain thee. And he arose and went to Zarephath, and he came to the entrance of the city, and behold, a woman was there, a widow, picking up wood. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And she went to fetch it. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray, a morsel of bread in thy hand. But she said, As the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a mere palm full of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am picking up two pieces of wood, and will go in and make it for me and for my son, and we will eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Come, do according to thy word. Only make for me a small cake thereof first, and bring it out to me. And for thee and for thy son shalt thou make afterwards. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, The jar of meal shall not be all consumed, neither shall the cruse of oil be wanting, until the day that the Lord gives showers upon the face of the ground. And she went and did according to the word of Elijah. And she ate, and he, and her house, for days. The jar of meal was not all consumed, and the cruse of oil was not wanting, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by the hand of Elijah. Amen. In our story, the Lord's prophet, Elijah, is living in a land suffering from drought. And the Lord sends Elijah to a city to be taken care of by a widow. Widows generally are not the wealthiest people. And widows generally are not the most well-equipped to take care of other people. Certainly not sojourners in their midst, people they've never met. So why did the Lord send Elijah to the woman? Was it for Elijah's sake or for the woman's? When Elijah sees the woman, you can imagine her near the gates of the city, gathering up two pieces of wood, two sticks, to make the last fire of her life. She only has enough flour or meal and oil to make one last loaf of bread, one last cake for herself and her son. She knows, looking at this jar, that there's nothing left after this. This is their last meal, and then they will die. So when Elijah comes to her and says, Please, I pray, fetch me something to drink, she doesn't hesitate, and she goes and gets him some water. Think about that just for a moment, that this widow, who's facing her last moments on earth, pauses to bring a sojourner, someone she's never met, something to drink. She doesn't wait. She does it immediately. And then Elijah says, calling after her, Also, bring me something to eat. At this point, you can imagine the woman might feel despair. And so she says to Elijah, I only have enough for my last meal. This is it. Bringing you water, maybe I could do. But this is my last meal on earth. And it's for myself and my son. And after this, I have nothing left. And Elijah says, Fear not. Come, do according to thy word. Only, before you do according to your word, make for me a small cake and bring it to me. And for thee and for thy son shalt thou make afterwards, For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not be all consumed, neither shall the cruse of oil be wanting until the day that the Lord gives showers upon the face of the ground. The woman is convinced at first that she's going to die. But now this man, Elijah, is telling her, the Lord is speaking to you. You can imagine that at first, when it's just Elijah the sojourner, somebody she's never met, and he asks for a drink of water, she'll bring anyone a drink of water. She's a good person. But now Elijah has identified himself as the prophet of the Lord, and that he is speaking for the Lord, and that the Lord is telling her to bring him a cake. And she trusts in the Lord. She does what Elijah tells her to do. And what happens? She has enough. You can imagine her going to her jar of flour and her little cruse of oil, mixing them together, baking the cake, bringing it to Elijah, and then going back to the jar, and there still being flour or meal in it, still being oil in the cruse, and that for days and days and days, it never runs out. There's always enough, a miracle. The more she pours oil, the more she makes pours out the meal, the more she makes cakes for herself, her son, and Elijah, all have all they need. A miracle. Throughout the drought, everyone has what they need. A wonderful thing. Often, somebody might ask you for something, and you might not want to share. I'm sure some of us have been there, whether it's a tree that we're climbing and it's not somebody else's tree, or a toy that we're playing with and it's not somebody else's toy, or time that we value and it's not somebody else's time. It's the good we have. And we might even think, this is mine, this is all I've got. At the end of a long work week, we might think, this is my time, I can't give it up to help someone else, this is all I've got. This is what has to sustain me. And the Lord is telling us, as he told the woman, first serve the neighbor. And the Lord will give you all the good you will ever need. Elijah is not just the prophet of the Lord. He represents the Lord. When a neighbor comes to us in need, when they are hungering for good, when they need what we can provide, and they ask, the Lord is asking. And we can give freely, knowing that the Lord will always give us more good. There's always more good. There's always more time. There's always another thing you can do. You won't run out. In some ways, this is true naturally, but it is absolutely true spiritually. Angels don't worry about running out of good. Parents don't worry about running out of love. It's obvious. You always can give good. But our story does not end there. The Lord has now kept the woman alive. But the woman, having chosen good, is going to face hardship, even more hardship, as we shall see. What does someone who has faced good do when it seems like the good they have done is for naught? Amen.